The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Was that a basketball game or was that a basketball game? Holy buckets! I can't even believe it. I really can't even believe it. I've listened to the student call, the Villanova Cats call how many times. Rev, you have those? Send those to Todd so we can play those at some point today. Both, I'd love to do the call of the game, but last night's North Carolina Villanova final. And then the one of Holy Cross beating the Gophers.
Hey, now.
What happened? And then have our listeners decide which one is the best. How about that? We'll do that. And then we'll give away a gift certificate courtesy of Cloverdale as we crank up our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. We love celebrating classic, good old-fashioned... What's the word I'm looking for, Todd? What would you call the little cottage cafe? That's kind of a joint, right? You know, just
nice,
that...
A nice cozy cafe.
Cozy cafe, would you? Yeah.
It's a nice cozy cafe.
Well, like Darcy's Cafe in Grand Forks, Big Sioux Cafe. Big Sioux's a little big, but Darcy's kind of smaller, you know. I like the little cottage because it's small. You know, Randy's in the Fargo, TNT in West Fargo, they're all like that. You know, we, of course, Kroll's Diner. Kroll's Diner would be like that. You could Cloverdale at Kroll's Diner be a great example of that kind of place. We all have them, and we love them. And a lot of them, most of them, honestly, are serving up Cloverdale. So we love to celebrate the good folks from Cloverdale. Dakota Farms, same deal. Love that stop in Washburn and other locations throughout the state. We have a $20 gift certificate from TNT's Diner today to give away on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We'll do it either to the first caller from West Fargo today or to our winner on which was the better call. Overtime between the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers in hockey against Holy Cross. Sorry, Manny. And
that's okay. I got one for you guys, too.
You do, huh? North Carolina and Villanova. You got to hear these calls. We'll do that a little bit later. It's a big day in Wisconsin. Big day for the presidential race. Ted Cruz likely will win there. I don't know. He's not going to win in New York. So, you know, it'll be a victory that I have this feeling, and I'd love to hear from the audience if you think I'm wrong. I have this feeling that Ted Cruz is at some point going to have that sort of Bernie Sanders feel. And by that, I mean just sort of where the air comes out of the balloon and that it's not possible. I do. Now, it could. I'm not dismissing that. It could surge the other way where the air could come out of the Trump balloon. And that's why I think a lot of folks see a Trump loss today in Wisconsin as a big deal. But there's just so much more drama left to go here. There's going to be a point in which Ted Cruz is not mathematically in the game anymore to win a majority, right? There will come a point here in the next, I don't know, what month, where that's there. I don't know. I've sort of given up trying to figure out all the scenarios on the presidential race. I really have. I know I'm focusing a lot on the convention this weekend and leading up to that and sense and what's happening, so I haven't spent a lot of time, you know, paying attention to it other than what happened with the delegates this weekend. And I had a high-ranking Trump official tell me this morning, actually, in our conversation about scheduling the next Donald Trump interview on the program, how about that, he said, you know, Ted Cruz has said about a dozen times on TV that he has, you know, whatever the number is, 18 to 25 delegates in North Dakota. He said it's factually not true. It's not like even spanning, you know, it's just provably, it's just flat out factually not true. And I don't know why they're able to say that, but I think you tell me, maybe we should get both sides on and sort of say, okay, you argue your side and you argue your side and let me figure this out. I don't know. So. Anyway, I'm more interested in talking about last night's basketball game, actually, because the vote will be what it'll be, right? I don't know how we can't change it at this point. We just got to watch this here a little bit and maybe see what happens Wisconsin forward. But It'll be interesting. Did you watch? I think Manny watched this. So I'll ask Todd. Did you watch Donald Trump on Sean Hannity's television show on Fox News with his wife, Melania, doing the interview of the two of them together?
Did not.
Todd. The basketball game was better than...
I wasn't watching that either, Scott.
Weren't you? Oh, shoot. Manny, did you... What did you watch last night?
Oh, of course I watched the basketball game.
Okay, all right. So, it was a different Donald Trump, I thought.
I'm glad he didn't ask me what I was watching, but I didn't get home until after 9 anyway.
Were you watching something inappropriate
really
or what?
At me.
Who would?
You would.
I'd get mad at you for telling us what you were watching on TV last night. Why?
Well, it was the day after WrestleMania. I had to find out, you know, what happened.
Fired up a TiVo for a little WrestleMania, did you?
Well, no, it was Monday Night Raw. They kind of do the review of it. And
I did watch a little Monday Night Raw, too, so you're not alone in that one.
There we go. And somebody just texted me, WWE. There you go.
There you go.
I'm not
thankfully,
alone. Thank you.
I'll try this one more time. Thankfully, I forgot what I was going to say. It took me so long to say thankfully. I don't know.
Thankfully, Scott forgot. Come on. Totally Hannity. Trump.
No, honestly, I lost it.
For God's sake.
But I thankfully, where was I going to go with it? Doesn't matter. Okay, so I know. I was going to say, thankfully, my neighbor. Don't you love neighbors? I had to borrow some. I had some visitors in town because of what was happening in Fargo. And my wife Maria and daughter Hannah are on their way back from quite the choir tour trip. They go down to San Antonio, Texas, and Oklahoma City, and Dallas, and do concerts in a number of places. Do some really neat things and give backs, and it's just a cool. Rebecca Raber is just the greatest choir director on the planet Earth. It's just unbelievable. This woman is just incredible. And they're on their way back. Give you an idea, they, I think it was yesterday afternoon, were at the Texas Book Depository in Dallas and toured, obviously, and then went down to the Grassy Knoll and did a concert right at the Grassy Knoll. Just beautiful. It was unbelievable. And then last night at midnight, we're in Oklahoma City at the Federal Building and singing there with midnight, you know. I mean, literally impromptu concert, bus pulls up, and they do a concert there at the Federal Building in the memorial there. So really neat. They're on their way back now. But anyway, so I've been quasi-bachelor, and just Haley and I, our seventh grader, who was a page at the convention over the weekend, so Dad could work. And I haven't been doing much of anything. And the neighbors helped me out on Saturday night because we had some guests, and I didn't have any beverages, Todd. I went out to the fridge in the garage, and there was like, you know, one Powerade and one Diet Mountain Dew and half a bottle of bottled water. I kid you not. What would you do in that case?
Your wife goes out of town and you can't go do the shopping? Or what are you telling me here?
Well, we actually don't keep a lot of beer around normally. I mean, we'll have a little bit of some of those.
Nothing liquid drink.
Mixeritas. Right? I know. Well, I just hadn't got to the shopping. I hadn't replenished the water or the pops. But
you were about to tell me that, well, Maria didn't do the shopping, so I didn't.
No. I wasn't going to put it on her. So anyway, long story short, I just said, I told a couple people, if you want to come over and have a beer and talk a little bit about the big day, come on by. So they did, and when they got there, then I didn't have any beer. So I said, hey, just make yourself at home there, and I sneak over to the neighbors and call them on my way and, you know, dial in the garage code and say, you'll be light a couple of beers by the time you get home. So they were fine with it, not home. Then this last night, my other neighbor, you know Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talk about him on the radio, so I text Vince. Hey, come on over. I can do this stuff now. I'm a bachelor, right? Haley's sleeping. It's late in the game. It's like literally 2 minutes, 5 minutes left in the game. I forget about the game. He says, well, I'm watching the game. I turn the game on because I'd forgotten about it. I'm admitting this. I forgot. March Madness. This is how much I'm in the zone right now. And there's 5 minutes of the game left. And I saw everything I needed to see times 10. You know, low scoring affair. I just couldn't believe it. In fact, do we have the call from the student broadcast team of last night's miraculous. I mean miraculous. First time ever buzzer beater three-pointer. First time ever in the history of NCAA March Madness. And by the way, how many seconds earlier? 5 seconds or whatever before they, you know, in North Carolina scored. You think unbelievable because, of course, they were down by six just a short time before. It just was unbelievable. Here's the call. Roll it.
3 seconds to go across the timeline. 2 seconds to go. Jenkins three, right wing to win it. He made it. He made the three for the right wing. That's the buzzer. Jets win it all. Jets win it all. Jets win it all. 31 years later, Villanova is the king of college basketball once again.
Wow.
Isn't that great? That's a student broadcast team. That's not like ESPN or TBS or whatever, you know. It's
incredible. Well, he'll be at the networks.
Give it time. He'll be there. When we come back, I want you to compare it to the famous call by the student broadcast team from Holy Cross. Holy Cross played the University of Minnesota in a famous hockey game a few years back at Ralph Engelstad Arena.
10 years ago, actually.
It's been 10? Okay, 10
just
years ago.
The 10-year anniversary of that a couple weeks ago.
And the student call on this is legendary, so I want to know which one you think is better. I thought those guys, Cats win! Cats win! They're pretty good. But I don't know. I think the Holy Cross thing is not just because I detest the Gophers either. I just think it was a good call.
You just want to troll me, that's all.
I'm trying to troll you. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Hey, folks, we do have a show to do here, and we're going to get to it on the program. Busy one, fun one. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
Right? You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see him. Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Segment didn't even happen, or do you think we should acknowledge it? You want to just like start fresh, or?
Well, I got to play the student call again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we promised that. Yeah, okay. Well, we were having a little fun about the big game last night.
We got to play both the calls. We got to play both of them.
I have a prize, you know, I mean, I think that'd be some incentive there, right? Welcome, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. You're listening to 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO, Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson. It's usually how we start the show. I'll tell you how to join us, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Just put those in your speed dial because we don't always say them. But we do want you to call. The show's about you. And what else? You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Jot that down. 701. Then you got your 226. Then you got your 8503.
Anybody else think I need to get the WWE app and stuff and sign up for the network? Let me know. Plenty of people have already.
That's one text.
I didn't really have that many pro wrestling watchers in there. Listenership here.
Yeah, you can text Todd if you want us to add a WWE a feature on the program. Also, another question here, Todd, to Scott's question about North Dakota delegates, last night Roscoe Striley, who was one of the delegates, said Cruz has 18 or more wrapped up. I would imagine that means Roscoe Striley is from the Cruz camp. So I don't know that that means anything other than the same thing that Ted Cruz is saying. I don't know. I like Roscoe. Good guy. Good legislator. And I'll ask him, but he maybe could be the Cruz guy for us to help us sort all that out. Let's see here. Okay, we're brought to you today by PVE Scheffler. You know about them? They have a title mapping team. What does that mean? Well, their clients have the benefit of a team of attorneys, surveyors, GIS specialists, industry experts, so when you're title mapping, you need to manage that solution. They do it in a collaborative way. Don't take chances. Without expert consultation, you could end up with incorrect, conflicting, ambiguous data, wrong tax documents, descriptions, surveys. I'm telling you, it's a nightmare. I've lived it, especially out in the Bakken. Oh, my gosh. You can't even believe it. PVE Scheffler will identify the challenges early and minimize the risk. So give Jeff Holcomb a call at 701-628-4554. Check them out online at pvescheffler.com. They're bringing you today's show. I understand last night in Bismarck, they had wall-to-wall people packed in for the Benham Brothers. So if you were there, love to hear about it. Great, great night. So glad to hear it was packed and there was a big night. And don't forget, there's another way to take this in, the North Dakota Family Alliance 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. All right? That's tonight in Fargo. You heard our interview with the Benham Brothers here. They are the real deal. Hey, are we not looking for role models? Are we not looking for good people to stand up for their beliefs, their principles, their faith? So you can say, hey, kids, hey, grandkids, listen, you got to hear this story. You got to hear this message. Bring your kids and grandkids. Inform yourself. North Dakota Family Alliance Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. 6:30 social, program at 7. There are seats available if you want one. Go to ndfa.org. ND, that's N like Nancy, D like dog, F like Frank, A like Albert.org. Okay? Okay. Telephone number, I mentioned that already. We're ready to go. So we have to, you heard the call of the Villanova student broadcast team on last night's big win for Villanova in the March Madness. Pretty good, I thought. Now the question is, there's another student call of a game. This one happens to be a hockey game. And it was between a hockey team that's near and dear to my heart. One we'll see in Tampa, Florida over the next couple of days, and we'll be there. The University of North Dakota hockey team. No, they weren't playing. I'm sorry. They were playing in the same tournament. It was at Eagle State Arena. The game was between the Minnesota Gophers and the Holy Cross. What is Holy Cross's name? I don't know. The Holy Cross is a kind of upstart hockey program, and this was 10 years ago. They're still
you're
around.
You're Catholic, I'm a Lutheran, you're asking me what Holy Cross's nickname is?
Well, it's got to be the Saints or something, but I don't know. I just didn't know. Anyway, so this race is like number one versus number 100, okay?
The Crusaders. Right. Holy Cross is the Crusaders.
The Crusaders. God bless you. Okay, so anyway, the Crusaders are playing the Gophers. Who do you think's going to win? But anyway, the Crusaders are not supposed to. They're really, they're like, they were the last pick in the NCAA tournament. This is a joke. The Gophers were the best. It was a layup, okay? But it's at Ingolstadt Arena. So who do you think University of North Dakota fans are cheering for? They're all wearing Holy Cross jerseys. It was unbelievable. So it was a legendary game 10 years ago, and the game is tied. It goes into overtime. The first minute of overtime is what you're going to hear right here. Not even, because you'll hear Grant Patolny's name. He was a good Gopher, well, so-so Gopher player. And a little bit of a turnover, and oops, and just listen. See what you think of this.
Going to go length of the court with Archie DiAcomo.
I don't think I have the right one here, Scott. The Nance call?
No, the famous Holy Cross.
I don't have that.
Where's Rivanti?
I can't play what you guys don't send me here.
Go ahead and play what you play. It sounds to me like you have the TBS call of the Villanova game.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
I was wondering.
They go length of the court with Archie DiAcomo. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship. The national champions with Jenkins winning the winner at the buzzer.
That's not bad, but this guy's.
3 seconds to go across the timeline. 2 seconds to go. Jenkins three, right wing to win it. He made it. He made the three for the right wing. That's the buzzer. Cats win it all. Cats win it all. Cats win it all. 31 years later, Villanova is the king of college basketball once again.
King of college basketball once again.
Maybe a bit of a homer, but you gotta love it.
Find the Holy Cross clip.
Okay, here's that. So we're that call you just heard to this one right here. Which one's better? Let us know. Go ahead and roll.
Regroup. Then it's poked away by Burke, who takes over. Pushes it up ahead to McGregor. Holy Cross coming down with a 3-on-2. McGregor from the right side. Centering feet.
Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, score! Tyler McGregor! Yes! 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 Off of the rebound! Puts it past Kelly Ring! And Holy Cross has knocked off the Minnesota Golden Gophers! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yes!
Oh my goodness!
We're not going home yet, baby! Just 53 seconds into overtime!
Can you believe that? Can you believe that call? Is that not the best? So here's the question. I've got courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale, a $20 gift certificate from TNT's Diner in West Fargo. It is North Dakota's fastest growing city, so you're probably going to be there one time or another in the near future, and you're going to love some great Cloverdale products there. So all
I don't think Manny liked that call very much.
Yeah, I deserve a little pat on the back for that because that was a Gopher fan playing that clip.
Yeah, you really fell on the sword there.
Yeah, I sure
played
did.
The clip of your guys.
And I'm wearing it. And I happen to be wearing a Golden Gophers hoodie right now too.
So we've set up a committee, and the committee has decided which of the two calls is better. The first caller that calls and says the correct name, it would either be the Holy Cross Gopher game, or it would be the. Just say hockey or basketball. The last night's basketball call or the hockey call 10 years ago. Which is better? We have the right answer here. First person to call, 800-228-0050. So go away.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following. A 2015 John Deere Tractor 9620R with only 57 hours. A 2013 John Deere 6159M with loader, only 488 hours. And two 2013 S680 Combines with only 900 hours. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Piper's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We were headed to Tampa, Florida, right? The University of North Dakota hockey team actually traveling today, and we are looking for a lot of fun guests lined up. It's going to be a fun program. It'll be a different show Thursday and Friday, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So tune in and join us live from the Hot Spring Spas Pool Tables 2 studio. We're transporting that down to Tampa, Florida as we speak. I want to thank our fine sponsors, and they include First International Bank and Trust, helping dreams come true one customer at a time. Thunder Seed, First in the Field, Advanced Business Methods. They can help your business identify the best combination of office equipment and productivity-enhancing services to keep you focused on the task at hand. ABMNOW.com, ABMNOW.com. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson, great place to watch the UND Hockey, Gate City Bank, Pro Rehab, Belderwood Transport, the Valley's Link, to the nation since 1955. Keep trucking. Valor Insurance, Midcoast Sports Network, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey. Ide Bailey and the Icon Architects. We'll tell you about a little bit more about Icon later on the show. But looking forward to that. We have some great guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so we have a whole host of folks here. And then Jeff Strawny is going to join us as well. We're going to tell you all about the big show coming up in Dickinson that you are going to want to take part in. That's the Bakken Oil Product and Service Show. So stay tuned for that in a moment. Rick and Minot, what's your answer? Was it the basketball call or was it the hockey call you think the committee picked as the best call of the two?
It has to be the basketball. Just the surprise of the students. They thought they probably weren't going to win because they were down, and they came back and they took it. They were amazed.
And, you know, Rick, they were. I will say this about them. They were able to sort of keep their composure a little bit and actually get out what happened, whereas the hockey guys did not. So it's a good try. Unfortunately, that's not the right answer, Rick, but I hope you'll call again. Kevin in Burlington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your guess here on the committee selection of best call of the game? Last night's NCAA March Madness final or the Holy Cross Gopher debacle?
I definitely think it'd be the hockey game. The excitement was just phenomenal. They came through at the last few seconds, is what I'm understanding, and it was just a great call from the student body.
You are so right. You are so right. I mean, how can you not just hear the total pandemonium in their voice? They lost it. They completely lost it. You had no idea what happened. You know, it's just it's unbelievable. Oh, my gosh, that was just pure entertainment. So anyway, Kevin, you're right, and you plan on a trip to West Fargo anytime soon? We got a little Cloverdale goodies for you, TNT's Diner in West Fargo.
I'll probably be there sometime this summer, hopefully.
Oh, good. Well, it's a good little stop if you're traveling from Burlington to somewhere else or back, and trust me, you will not be disappointed, okay?
All right. right, sounds good.
I'm going to have you hang on and talk to Manny so we get your address and mail this off to you. Kevin and Burlington, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline winner today. Greg and Bismarck was going to guess basketball. Why did you think basketball was better, Greg?
It was more exciting. I thought the same thing, that kept their composure a little bit more and you could understand them a little better.
All right. Well, sorry about the loss there, buddy. Appreciate the call. And the next one was Terry. Terry had the right answer, but the wrong order. You were a little late on the draw there. Terry, what did you like about that hockey call?
I like it because you don't know who's going to win. And, you know, I come from the Grand Forks Central Red River game in 1977. But they went into seven overtimes. And they finally had to call it a draw because everybody just got so tired of playing. There was all the excitement. I mean, everybody, I believe Central was down by two scores. Everybody basically left the arena. And then when they hit the overtime, they all came back.
Yeah, so true. I've heard many stories about that game you're talking about. What year was that again? Central and Red River in overtime?
77.
77. Serge Gambucci, yep. Coaching for the legendary Serge Gambucci, coaching for the Redskins.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Terry. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Kids playing at the same time there. So.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Good memories. You as well. Call again. Appreciate it very much. Jeff Zarling is a mover and a shaker, you ought to know. Part of the Williston business community and leadership crew there, certainly, but also doing business all throughout the state of North Dakota. And so I encourage folks, if you're up in that parts, look up Jeff and look up the things that they are doing at the Dawa Solutions Group. They are putting on a Bakken Oil product and service show coming up here April 13th and 14th at Dickinson. Sometimes we do these conversations actually at the event. And Jeff and I said, you know, we'd really rather tell people about it in advance. So we're going to have a few folks on throughout the program today to tell you about this so you know what's happening and get a chance to take it in and plan for it and everything else. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well, Scott. How are you?
Doing really good. So give me the genesis of the Bakken Oil Products and Service Show. What do you want to accomplish here?
Well, we've been doing this for going on our sixth year in Williston, where we bring together the industry where they can connect and look at new products and services. And we kind of track the day-to-day guys who work out in the field all day long, as opposed to some of the Bakken conferences in the past that are more, you know, higher level strategy and those type of things. We attract the day-to-day guy who doesn't travel out of the market. So we determined that we needed to do it in Dickinson as well. So we started that last year and found that we attracted the people in that market. And so it's an opportunity for service companies and suppliers to connect with the local industry. And like I said, the day-to-day trigger pullers and show them the new products and services they have as everybody's trying to do more with less.
And I think some people might say, you know, is it a tough time to do a, you know, oil product and service show? Or is it actually, you know, quiet enough, if you will, unfortunately, with the price of oil or slowed down a bit, that people can actually pay attention to some of these things where they might gain some efficiencies? Which is closer to the truth?
Yeah, the latter, actually. Last year, October in Williston was our fifth annual Bakken Oil Products Service Show in Williston. And we were expecting with the slowdown I would have projected a decrease in attendance of probably 20-30%. And it turned out we had a 25% increase in attendance. Previous year we had about 850 people come through, and last year we had over nearly 1,100. And exhibitors that have been with us for all 5 years said it was the best show ever, which was somewhat surprising. But as we started to talk to the exhibitors and the attendees who were there, we started to understand, you know, there's no question you feel a considerable decline in activity in Western North Dakota. I mean, it's night and day. But what we've understood, and that's really largely on the drilling side, on production, things are as busy as they've ever been. We're still pumping over 1 million barrels a day. There are over 14,000 wells that have been drilled in Western North Dakota that have to be you maintained, monitored, and worked. I mean, these wells are constantly being worked on, chemicals being, you know, treated so that they continue to function. And so what we found is, these companies on the production side have more employees in the market than ever before. We had 30 people alone from Oasis of Williston at the show last year, and we're seeing titles that we hadn't seen before. I mean, these jobs didn't exist in the local market until recently. Production superintendent, well, they've been in the market, but production optimization engineers, and, you know, just across the line, you're seeing more and more of these permanent jobs, just as, you know, Len Helms has talked about for years and Ron Ness. The permanent jobs are coming with the production, and that's what we're seeing. And so we expect that they'll, and the other thing we heard from people was they now have time to look into this stuff. They were so busy before they couldn't even think about these other strategies and products and services. They were just trying to breathe and keep up with the day-to-day. So that's what we're seeing.
And you're also doing safety training courses as part of this, right, which is an important thing for all the companies. So that's a convenience thing. You can come to an event, get the required training course in, and also talk with some folks about some new innovative ideas. I love this because I think as this thing comes back, Jeff and I have talked about this over and over and over, you know, at different events. You know, imagine if, pick a part. I always use mud motors, but mud motors are heavy, and they're made mostly in oil country down in Texas. And if you have a need for a lot of those in the drilling process, you use these and ship them up. That costs a lot of money. Why not make them here? You know, and again, and folks in the industry, when it's really busy, don't have time to say, hey, I'd like to shave a little bit on the shipping cost. But when the price of oil is $30, you start thinking about that stuff, right? So there's a lot of opportunity for all kinds of entrepreneurs in North Dakota, because there's one thing that's certain. This boom is not over. This boom is on pause, in my mind, Jeff. You?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's actually, as most people in the business world know, when there's corrections and contraction, it's time. That's the time when the stronger companies actually strengthen and take market share. It's an opportunity for people to look at innovation. We've got our success stories here. Look at Stephas Corporation and what they've done in their transition to working on flare stacks and other technology. As they work in the market and understand the needs of the industry, they develop products that are solving problems. We've got another company in Williston called Flowcore that's developed a revolutionary water and chemical treatment system that is increasing productivity, reducing downtime, and saving just multiple thousands of dollars at the wellhead through uptime and chemical savings for properly treating wells. And these are game-changing technologies. We're also seeing investments in local manufacturing, such as the drill stem rethreading and certified rethreading services of these things that are typically sent long distances out of market that can be accomplished here, saving time and money.
Really neat. We have less than a minute left here, but anything else you want to tell folks about? Again, the event is next Wednesday and Thursday in Dickinson at the West River Ice Center. All the details are at BakkenOilShow.com. BakkenOilShow.com. Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it's just, getting out there and connecting with the marketplace. We hear it all the time. For those people who show up and participate, they establish relationships and make connections that have an impact on their business on a day-to-day basis. And that's why we put it together, so people can do that. And like you said, the safety training. We have complimentary lunch. It's free to attend for the oil and gas industry. Complimentary lunch on Thursday, and we're going to have a barbecue on Wednesday night.
Oh, a barbecue, baby. There we go. Who's not in for that? Come on. So it's a heck of a deal. Check out all the details at BakkenOilShow.com. We'll tell you about more of the attendees and things they're doing. Mayor Dickinson going to join us in a little bit for an update, too. Stay tuned for that when we continue.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Place of unfinished business from our earlier conversation. Manny, are you okay with everything? I know the Holy Cross, having to relive that whole thing. Is that okay?
I have a couple things in my arsenal right now that I could play over the air just to troll you guys in return, but,
What does it mean to troll? I never know what that means.
Well, it's a social media term, basically. It's to, purposely annoy someone.
Yeah, well, Jim Fugley said that, he's a big liberal in North Dakota, and I don't know, I think I follow him, or he follows me, or I look at my news feeds, and I see stuff he posts, right? Mm-hmm. And so he had something up one day, and I posted in response. I just thought that's what you do. It interested me, and I started a conversation. He told me to do things that were really, you know, not words you could say in public kind of thing to myself, you know. I didn't get it. And then somebody else said, well, you're trolling, so it's your own fault. What? I thought that we were having a conversation. I wasn't trolling. I don't even know what it means.
I don't think what you did qualifies as trolling.
Okay. Interestingly enough, he deleted the comment right after. So do you think he realized maybe his potty mouth thing? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But we're getting a lot of feedback from people that are having some trouble with commentary regarding the Gophers. It wasn't even commentary. We just played a factual clip of a big game between the Gophers and Holy Cross. Gophers aren't even in this NCAA hockey tournament.
Is it Gopher fans that are getting?
Well, I just said, as a grad from Minnesota, an obvious Gopher fan, that was painful to relive again.
Well,
do we need to get you therapy or something, or what's going on here?
Well, I'm the resident Gopher fan here at What's on Your Mind.
I understand. Kind of,
I have
who
no
let
problem
you in this room?
Clip. Yeah.
Who let you in this room? I don't know. We messed up there.
It is what it is.
We love Manny. We love Manny. And you have no problem with us playing the clip. Okay, good. That sounds
no,
there. We're good.
Not at all.
We're good. Everything's good. I have a serious question after the top of the hour. Donald Trump is married to Melania Trump. They have obviously decided that she is going to play a more active role in this campaign and doing a lot of things, doing stuff, rally today and interviews last night. Does she help or hurt him? Does she help or hurt him in this campaign? Serious question. I'm not trying to be cutesy or anything else. I want to know what you think. We'll do that after the top of the hour. Right now, though, I want to go to Dickinson. I always want to go to Dickinson. It's like the western edge there, right? You know, Gene Jackson's the mayor of Dickinson. And joins us on our newsmaker line to talk about what we were just chatting to Jeff about, an event that's happening next Wednesday and Thursday in his city. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm just fat. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for joining us. How's Dickinson?
Well, Dickinson's good. Dickinson's a little bit different than it was a year or so ago, as you can expect. But overall, things are good.
Different in a good or bad way? I think just I'm gonna play a guy whose zip code once in a while is on the eastern end of the state. And eastern North Dakota would think, well, first of all, Fargo people think Castleton's western North Dakota. So that's one problem. I don't think that, but there is a fair amount of Fargo belief that, you know, that really Fargo is the state. But anyway, that's another show. I would say a fair amount of people think, well, things are just, you know, they're shutting down. They're, you know, there's bankruptcies. There's, you know, that's not the picture. Is it, Mayor?
No, that's not the case at all. Certainly there's been some pain with this slowdown, but there's a lot about this slowdown that we've all been waiting for, you know. Less traffic, a little less crime, and housing costs that are back in line with what they really should be. You know, we're lucky in Dickinson because we've got such a good manufacturing base, and those companies are thriving. They're able to hire people right now that they weren't able to do through the height of the boom. So there's plenty of good along with some of the pain that we are feeling.
So what do you want people to know about your city right now in the way of, you know, continued development and activity? And what should they know?
Well, they should know that Dickinson still has the welcome mat out for businesses, for tourists. There's lots happening in Dickinson, lots happening in western North Dakota. You know, even the event next week, Scott, there was a time that you would have really struggled finding a motel room. That's not the case anymore, of course. And, you know, people should take advantage of that. From a business standpoint, while things have certainly slowed down, there's still plenty happening. You've got a couple, three new restaurants that are still in the mill that are happening today. And like I say, our longtime businesses, while they'll readily admit that volume is down, the pace is down, they'll be quick to tell you that things are still a lot better than they were 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, Gene, we appreciate you joining us. Give us an update on what's happening in Dickinson. And, again, we'll encourage folks to take in the big event in Dickinson. And you're right. I've been to a number of events there. And you host them well. You really do. This one's at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson. I think we were there for the big Bakken barbecue, as I recall. At the
I think you were.
Yeah, for the MBI helps put that on every year. It's a great time and a lot of fun. So that's a great facility as well, and there's others there as well. Hotel accommodations are great. It's next Wednesday and Thursday. You want details? BakkenOilShow.com. BakkenOilShow.com. Hashtag BOPSSD16. That means Bakken Oil Product and Service Show, Dickinson, 16. BakkenOilShow.com for all the details. Thanks, Mayor. Good chatting with you.
Thanks very much, Dad.
Take care.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. And join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.